After that first episode, I must say I am definitely here for Daytime Divas, and we are talking about it coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love that face Angel just made.
I love this song.
Hey, we have the lights. I feel like these are the girls' mentality on this show.
Everybody, yeah.
Yes.
How do y'all do it, though?
And they say that. Thank you guys for joining us. I am Lanisha. Actually, I'm having a diva moment myself. So I go by Lanisha, but that's really long. So I'm going to shorten up a little bit and change it to El Marie. So if you guys follow me, if you see me on Grey's Anatomy, the Quad, Basketball Wives, I'm going by El Marie now. So the Twitter at the bottom should see that.
And ooh,
I
diva.
Will introduce the rest of the panel.
I'm in the booth and I'm calling you out, baby. Here we go.
Hey, listen. Every girl should have their diva moment at some point.
Today's not mine. So. Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and Love Shay Butter on Snapchat because I have to.
Oh, that's so cute. I am Mo, guys. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified, and I'm just glad to be back. So I hope all of the supporters come back and view us and comment and give us positive comments, positivity this season, please.
I'm so excited. I can't even contain myself. I'm Amy Cassandra, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Amy Cassandra underscore TV. My excitement is just through the roof. I can't even take it.
Yeah. And to join us on this pilot episode is none other than Nico. Pay Pie, how are you today?
Leon himself.
Great, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Sexy Leon giving whoop back shots and Escalade.
Well.
We'll get into that a little bit later. But Nico, go ahead and introduce yourself and let people know where they can find you on social media.
My name is Nico Pay Pie. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Nico Pay Pie LA. And Snapchat Mr. underscore Hops.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say Mr. Hot. I was like, well, all right.
That's from my basketball days.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So,
well, obviously, really you still have a little basketball in you.
No, I do. I got bounced.
Yeah. You don't want to make it your Snapchat name.
Right. So, how was this season for you starting off? And, like, the pilot was Monday. So, yep. Social media, have people been hitting you up? What's the response been for you?
I've been getting a lot of positive feedback. I mean, a lot of people dig the show for sure. And I think VH1 needed something like this. I think it's really fun. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great female-driven show. The cast is amazing. And for it to be a female-driven show, like how much fun we had on set and just the crew and the cast, like it's very rare that you get that. So... I have really high hopes for the show, and the feedback has been like it's a hit show from all my friends and my supporters at least.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're feeling the same way. Yeah. Now, is the real life cast like different from the Daytime Divas cast as far as like how the divas are catty and all that?
Everybody loves each other so much. It's all we do is just have fun.
That's
we
good,
just
though.
Have fun and just try to like. Just make it an amazing day and just, you know, up each other and just constantly, you know, push each other to do more and, you know, be creative and, you know, just the creative freedom that we have on the show is phenomenal. I mean, the writers and the producers, they give us so much just freedom to do whatever
so
we need to do.
Your own thing,
as long as you get to, as long as you get to, you know, respectfully, you know, stay within the scene and all that stuff, like... Just do as much as you can for your character to pop and stand out. And
That's good, Is this kind of the first role for you that you have that much freedom?
No, I mean, it started on Awkward. Mike Chester and Chris Alberghini, the showrunners, they brought me onto the show. But it just seems like every cast that they put together, you know, the networks just trust them. And, you know, they've proven everybody right. And they're amazing to work with. So, you know, just to have that freedom is allowing me to explore myself. And, you know, it's been amazing. And
That's good. Beautiful. For you. Let's go ahead and get into the episode and everything that was like going on. Yes. First, I want to say the open with Miss Vanessa Williams herself, like strutting through those hallways. It kind of reminded me of like The Devil Wears Prada a little bit.
Ooh. Like she
reminds
me
of her, period.
That just the whole thing. But that first scene, definitely how everyone's trying to like get in line because she's walking in and she just commands all the energy and all the space and attention.
Yes.
I love that about her.
And I agree.
She rocked Queen that Diva. Bikini too.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Let's talk about that. Amazing.
Like, I'm just like, what? Like, I didn't know. Unbelievable. She still kept it. So
right? She, it's like age doesn't matter. If you keep yourself together, because that woman is like, what, over 50?
Definitely.
But it's about keeping yourself together, right?
She I think did. It's funny that she had Heather, the Miss Pageant girl, when she's actually a pageant person.
Yeah, she's the real
and she
pageant
won
queen.
Miss America. Like, yeah. Come
That's
on
so
now.
Funny.
Who did you guys, or I guess what show do you think it emulates?
The Real.
The Real?
Yeah.
I kind of got, I say The Real, but I also say The View.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Because the whole, like, left chair thing, that would be more The View.
And then, yeah,
the ages kind of being a little bit younger, that would go towards The Real a little bit more.
And isn't the concept of Satan's sisters through Star Jones anyway?
So it's based off her book.
Yeah.
So, Star Jones, yeah.
I did bring up a picture of the what you guys were just talking about.
Oh, yeah. Check that out. Look at those bikinis.
Yeah. She's looking at her like, I hope I'm that fine. When I get dressed.
Right, when I get dressed. I'm going to have to keep it together.
No, because like, that's the picture where, like, her, like, she's like digging her nails into her. Like, she, I like, get my, take the shoe off. Like,
oh my God.
Coming for you.
While she had a straight face during that scene, she was squeezing her hand, but like,
But
we'll
I was
back.
Thinking that's in my mind so the nerve of her on national television to do
right?
that.
That yeah, is that's so
right,
the nerve.
At the same time, that was a low blow joke that Mo gave, and I
don't
that
think
you
so.
Go by Mo.
Oh, yeah.
I personally don't think so either. Like you know who Mo is, so exactly. Why wouldn't you not expect her to make a joke out of it?
And you're supposed to bounce off on her joke because you know she's the comedian of the show.
True, but when you have the when you have like Vanessa Williams, who's like the head HBIC or whatever like that, that was a little redundant. But anyway, but anyway, when you have a person like that, you do kind of have to maybe limit, you know, your jokes for that person because they kind of like they don't want to be the bun of the joke, you know what I mean, like with that personality. Not everybody, like the rest right. of the panel, you can make that long vagina joke about the rest of the panel,
right?
But not
Mama Bear.
Yeah, not that.
But
yeah.
I feel like Mama Bear has been through so much and seen so much that shouldn't even faze her.
She wants to be young still, or like she doesn't want to be looked at as old.
She doesn't want anything bad said about her ever.
And where just I can laugh see that, off. That's also, more diva-ish.
And that's why she goes to the doctor and tells him to, you know, lose the resting bitch face. Uh-huh. So.
Exactly.
You know, it might have, you know, hit her in the gut right there. And that's
she
right.
felt that a little bit. Yeah.
Little insecurity.
But like Mo feels like she's not as young, as naive
right.
as the young, like the other co-host. She's like, I see exactly who you are, so right. I kind of don't also have to bow down to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I also think Mo feels like she should have her spot.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been doing this just as long as you have, and I don't see like any difference in our talents or skills. Like, I deserve your spot.
Mm-hmm.
I see the difference, but that's beside the point.
I do too, but I feel like in her mind,
yeah, she doesn't see it.
In her mind, the funny one is the leader. You know what I mean? Like, in her category, she's like, you know, I'm the funny one. I'm the one that gets the viewers. I'm the one that people watch. I got the energy, so why not it be my show?
Right. And she probably has Leon on her side.
You know, she does. And I have great ideas, you know.
Leon, you also blackmailed her, so I mean, come on.
But I try to give my heart, and she turns me down, so what do you expect me to do? You know, so now I got to flip it and use it for our advantage, you
so
know what I mean?
So would you handle that situation like that in real life?
you know what? Maybe, but you know, maybe it's just all talk though. You know, maybe it's just, you know, Mo's a tough cookie, so in order for you to get to her, you gotta make her believe that you're gonna do something
to
really screw her over. So, you know, maybe it's just a little, you know, check. Keep her in check, like my Nikes.
So know? That was more so his way of kind of getting back at her for not opening up more, not wanting to be with him.
Right.
Oh, poor little Leon. He, like, wants a relationship.
He's not a scumbag. This guy is great. You know, he has great intentions, and you'll see that. You know, it's just... He just wants to be taken seriously.
Right.
You know,
and she's just starting stepping on his heart.
Yeah,
absolutely. And he's taking it by levels, and you know, she uses him whenever she wants, and then whenever he wants to say something to her, you know, get something out, she's just like, not right now.
Right.
So
like,
you know.
Get out my car.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Conversation done.
Right.
What I also thought was funny, when you did try to blackmail her and had the sex tape first, and she's like, what?
Yeah.
That threw me off. I'm like, wait a minute. No.
That's not the way. That was the best response. Like, in who her character is, like, she likes the buzz, she likes that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Anything bigger and better from old, because like for her, no press is bad press.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's gonna feed off of anything. Like, she went, that was very quick that she went viral. She was
definitely,
like,
yeah,
it happened, like, and she's like, I'm viral.
That was, yeah, that was, I mean, maybe I guess it's a popular show, The Lunch Hour. So,
I guess,
you know,
it could kind of happen that quick, yeah.
Who knows?
It does.
I mean, I feel like President Trump right now goes viral.
You're right, with his that whatever, like, that, so. Yeah, that was like 5 seconds flat, yeah, that went viral.
Right.
So.
I always think
I heard of it because, like, it kept being in people's Twitter. So I'm like, okay, I have to hit this hashtag to figure out what the hell is going on. And I was just like, oh, he's just stupid. Okay,
right.
I'm gonna continue with my life at this point.
The
internet,
social media,
undefeated.
Social media now is no joke. I can barely keep up.
Exactly.
Social media is a beast now. It's crazy. But you know what? Going back to, like, how we said, which show this kind of emulates a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Another reason I think, like, The View is because they kind of, everyone has their role. They kind of do that on The Real as well.
Right.
But with this cast, you have the kind of one for the politics, or, you know, always want to stand up for what she believes in, is, you know, going to push her opinion out
the
there
Christian.
Strongly. Yeah.
Elizabeth
and then
Castle
you have
Beck,
the, yeah, right?
One.
Yep,
yeah,
that one. Yep. Then you have the Christian, which is like, what's the name for Full House? Candace.
Yeah, gotcha. Candace.
Yep,
okay.
From Full House. Who else we have? The child star.
Raven.
Yeah.
And that was my main comparison right there.
And then you have the comedian, you know, which would be like Joy or Whoopi. You can go either way with that.
Exactly.
And then Whoopi would be Vanessa, because the left chair, she's always leading. So I kind of feel like they definitely would kind of
use them as a blueprint.
I feel
like their age range is more towards The View, whereas The Real, everybody's kind of the same age or the same, you know.
Yeah.
They don't age have, range, I mm-hmm. guess.
And well, they have different personalities, but, like, not a strong difference.
Yeah,
they
most
have
of the time they're gonna agree with one another.
Mm-hmm. Which is why Miss Tamar.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm
She's
sorry,
gonna,
you tried that with
let's
the
talk
best
about that.
Segment
Listen.
Ever, okay?
Just, I miss Tamar on there too.
I'm
I love
sorry,
her.
That was the best segment.
Daytime Divas, I believe they threw a little shade in there.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. And I wasn't. I
you
laughed.
Like see,
I,
that,
like
I feel like that laugh is confirmation for me.
He's like, I'm not saying anything.
Right. He's like, I'm not saying anything.
Would that shade have been when Tamara came?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when Tamara came out, and then
I
she.
Agree.
No, technically, I don't think that was her.
Yeah,
herself throwing shade more. That it was just because
you know how Tamara is.
Tamara, like,
yeah. But I'm surprised she accepted that.
I'm surprised she didn't say anything.
Or seems like a sweetheart. Like,
She's not gonna.
That's the thing. Tamara is sweet,
Tamara,
yeah, but she has
finger.
A backbone.
Definitely.
You know,
yeah.
She does. So she's like, I'm sweet, but don't try me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if she really didn't want to do it, I don't think she would have. And
right.
maybe she kind of thought, like, well, it's okay. It's light. Like,
yeah.
let's make fun,
like,
of it. It's
yeah.
okay. Yeah.
Well, it's a perfect platform, you know, for her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we haven't had shows like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's fantastic for all of us because we get to talk about ladies talking about other ladies talking,
right.
which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
for the first time, like, on this panel, this feels weird because it's like we're doing what they're doing. Like, that's
yeah.
how
yeah.
I feel right now.
Like, as we're walking here, I was
welcome,
like,
to
hey.
The dinner hour,
right?
Exactly. This is the dinner hour. It's
right.
not the lunch because we're here at 6 o'clock.
Right?
That's awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
We
appreciate it.
Girl, no, we're not. We are the Tarjay brand.
That's
not. No, Forever 21.
I can go with it.
Yes.
And,
like,
we're
$6.
Almost the same. We're all, like, we're all in the same age range, but you're married. You're the married one on
yes.
the panel.
So you
oh,
be,
I didn't know you were married.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
we're
not going to be the married one.
We're not.
No.
No kids. Single I don't know what
I
have
no kids. I have a cat. Okay,
at least you're married. You can have a cat. At least you're married.
I have
man.
A dog.
It
He's
was
in
so
Texas.
Quiet. That's so funny. It went dead. Like, that was the best.
I love you, Spielberg. I love you, Spielberg.
You named your cat Spielberg?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's cute. That's
okay.
another story.
Am I getting points now? Brownie points? Thank you. Okay, moving on.
So moving on to when Maxine fell in this coma.
Which is mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, that happened really quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, I wasn't prepared for that.
That escalated.
Especially
quickly.
Not just from Botox.
Yeah. But
well,
I guess
I think
it happened
because
she went under anesthesia.
She had it so much, too.
Right.
She's had it a
exactly.
lot. It wasn't
yeah.
like it was her
yeah.
first trip. She didn't pay for two of the doctor's bar mitzvahs
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Bar and like I said, then, you know, cheap. Sometimes age matters. Sometimes it doesn't. In this
right.
case, maybe age did play a part because, you know, like, yeah, she always gets it done. But, like, why this time? So
right.
maybe age and stress and all that other stuff can kind
yeah.
of sometimes play a part.
All of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely didn't think they were going to keep her in the coma for as long as they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, we see what's going to happen in the future, right. which is so trippy to not see that coming at all.
But I actually think they could have left her in a coma longer.
I thought they were
messed up, Mo.
No,
Mo, you're like Mo. All right, he showed up here.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Only because it'd have been more interesting
to see how they fiend for themselves.
Yeah.
Without her interfering.
No,
that
because
first time.
If she didn't interfere, I seriously would just like to see how they would have grown as
exactly.
a panel and as a just as a show instead of her coming straight up interfering. Because mm-hmm. now we don't know. Now we won't know how they'll fare for themselves.
Exactly.
Well, not really,
but
because so at the end she said she wanted to act like she is still in the coma.
Yeah,
so maybe even with the girls, she may even with them, because we don't know yet for sure, she may even with them still act like she's in the coma. And maybe Sean is the only one, her son slash producer of the show, is the only one that'll know.
Right.
So maybe for another episode or two, they might drag it out.
He's having sex with her.
Oh my gosh. What the heck?
That's true. That's
a long time. I'm going to roll my eyes. Yep. Because you got one black man. You want another one too? You just want to. Not that just because you like he's black.
He's not fertile. Who wants something not fertile?
No. I
was saying you don't need to.
I was heartbroken. I feel, well, I love...
But, like, if she gets pregnant, like, she could just pawn it off on her husband. This is your son.
No.
Oh, that's true.
It's a miracle baby. Yeah, it could happen.
It's a miracle baby, and they
but
both like
I don't remember how that happened.
Okay,
we
do
didn't...
you guys think that Nina actually likes her?
Her husband or
her
Sean?
Husband?
Sean.
I
think she could be using him.
For what, though?
Oh,
my
true.
Question.
For the show
lecture.
And for the baby. Like
yeah,
you said,
that's
she
true.
Could just have
that's
baby.
I was
yeah.
gonna say no, but yeah, she
actually,
may be using him mm-hmm. because she's not leaving. Because
she's
he's saying leave your husband, and she's like, "Oh, it's complicated. It's not that complicated. You
are
still
trying
to have
cheating on
but
him,
but you are still trying to have a child with your husband. So that means you want to stay there,
right?
You know. So
she
actually, she might be trying to use
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Like she has a little side man. Like so, we're so used to seeing side chicks. I like the fact
right.
that she actually has a side man. I'm sorry,
right.
sorry, but. I appreciate the difference in the show.
Well, you know,
like, that's true.
When you're good at everything, there's no reason to, you know, have anything on the side.
No.
Give a whole
Whoa.
Meal, you know. You don't
get
dessert after you get the whole meal, if that's
really?
Right. You know?
Everybody's
hey,
ready.
Hey, good point.
That's a great point.
Okay, can I ask you?
Yeah.
Have you had a cougar before? In real life?
Mm. Ooh, good
Ooh,
question.
That's a great question.
Like to spoil me or like a fling?
Either way.
Either one you want.
Both.
What's a cougar's age? What's
what
a start
is
off?
Cougar's age is like
10 years old.
No, so like 40.
I would say 35 to 45.
I haven't gone that.
No, I was
like
40.
35 to 45.
Okay,
sorry,
35 probably when I was like 18.
But how old are you? How old are you?
I was 18 at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be a cougar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, the age of
right.
him matters,
How
too.
Was the experience?
Yeah.
you look my girl. You're
trying to get me in trouble. What's
no,
wrong?
His girl watching. Don't be getting him in trouble.
Just say it in the
time. No, I know the past is the past. But,
bad.
I mean, hey, you know, I learned a lot. It wasn't just any cougar. It was a special
It was a Mrs.
Cougar.
Robinson.
Oh, okay,
it's
right.
Mrs. Robinson over here.
No.
It wasn't any cougar.
So, actually, his girlfriend should be thankful right now with this conversation. He learned some things.
See?
Bright side to everything.
Right?
There you go.
But,
nice. Okay.
So I think it's interesting, like Kibby's, like her being the youngest one and her kind of, you know, reaching for Maxine as the mama figure.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think Mo's right, like when she gets a new baby, you're gonna be useful no more.
Right.
In the sense of, you know,
that's
just
it.
That's true.
Yeah.
My question was, why did she bond with Kibby so much?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about Kibby?
Yeah.
Ooh, Kibby's also innocent, naive enough where she'll be able to, like, this is somebody I can, like, mold and change into, like,
who I want
to
be.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm.
That's her personality, yeah. Do what I say.
I was wondering if, like, if it's deeper than that and they'll go into it, they'll explore it more as the season goes on. Like, maybe Maxine was probably the troubled child, you
that's
know, early,
thinking,
and she needed some help.
Mm-hmm.
And now she feels like this is her, you know, due diligence. I'm going to help her, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And pull her up and stuff like that.
Also, a little shout out, Kibby's girlfriend, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
It's Janine from...
Janine Mason, yes.
Yeah, from So You Think You Can Dance. Season 5 winner.
Oh,
I just pointed at the screen.
Oh.
I was like, Janine! Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She played my sister on Bunheads.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, that's where we first met. And, like, yeah, we've been friends ever since. So she's
cool,
great.
Too.
She's
yeah.
great, yeah.
And that's good for her that she was able to, you know, take that and make it a career and keep
she's
going
amazing.
With it. Yeah.
She's
awesome.
Amazing. And
mm-hmm.
even on Bunheads, like, they, you know, she had to do dance segments and with her acting and
say,
dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, she's... I haven't heard her sing, but I feel like she can be a triple threat. Like, yeah. She's just great at everything. She's amazing. So it was great to have her on that set and to see her.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Oh, Kibby's like, I'm sexually fluid. can we just talk, like, you either bi or you not. You can't, like, why?
It's 2017. Like, everybody's fluid.
I'm fine with everybody doing what they want, but I'm also just like, you can't just say what you are. You have to say I'm sexually fluid.
Well, because she does guys too. We see later on.
She doesn't know what she is. She's just like, I haven't.
So it's like she said she's fluid. She just
whenever
she goes out, she's away. Like, you know,
whichever way the wind takes
her. Shay's gonna be the one on the panel getting in hot water with her topics. Yes, you sure can. You sure can be fluid, though. You sure can be fluid. Why would you think that you can't?
I'm fluid, so I'm fine with it. I'm just like, you could just say what you are.
Well, maybe the network won't allow. You know, be like, I'm bisexual. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows?
I kind of like
maybe,
the
maybe
actually,
you never know. You never know in this.
The network might actually, want to roll things out a certain way, which is part of the drama of doing television.
Okay,
it's
Sean.
Very hard.
My hair.
You know, I got an opinion, sweetie pie. I'm always ready.
I hope Sean's in my hair right now.
Sweetie pie.
I don't know, that made me lose my thought.
Yes, with Heather, because they do touch on a lot of different things with sexuality in the show, even in this first episode. So yeah, let's get into Heather and her perfect little family.
I love her son. Ella is so amazing.
Because at first I was like, oh, it's a cute little girl. And then I saw he was dressed. I was like, oh.
Here's the haircut.
Okay, I see where we're going here.
Okay, you can have whatever kind of haircut you want, honey. And then what she said, I was kind of...
What he said.
Well, but more like what Heather said, you know, okay, but you need to change.
Yeah, when your dad comes home.
That's
yeah.
just awful. You know, a kid has to be him or herself.
Right.
And that's just, I love that we delved so deep into each character and their family. I mean, I, of course, want more. But, yeah, and especially because Heather is shown as like, oh, you know, perfect.
Right.
But she's still open-minded and accepting of her son, daughter's.
Love the way she said, this is God's will, God made him that way. And that's such an amazing thing to see a Christian person say in this day and age. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys the writing for that, because we need more people like that who are Christian and believe that way. We got to stop the hypocrisy, please.
The only thing she's doing as a mother, she's open with that, and she's okay with her son being whoever he wants to be. And she's still protecting him from the father. Like, okay, right now you can't really, you know, dress like that in front of your dad. We have to have a compromise, but I'll protect you from that. But for what I can control, and like you said, like, this is God's choice. I'm not going to condemn you outside of this house. You know what I mean? Now, it gets tricky with the husband. You take vows, all that, because clearly she's a Christian, you know, really die hard. But when I just love, a mother's love is wonderful. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's going to be supportive of her. So I like
that. And then since he's so young, it's like, it's not permanent. He doesn't necessarily even know what homosexuality is right now. So it's like, he might not be that way all the time.
Maybe not. But with a lot of the transgender...
Maybe it's a cry for attention
or
something.
Because,
you know, they're both working and the father's always traveling. You know, it could be anything. You know, kids, you know, they show their stress nowadays in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
They just, you know, they need attention. So you never know how it's going to come out. Mm-hmm. But it's great to see that she's definitely open-minded. I mean, the father's very hesitant, whatever. But I like how she... Yeah, she's a Christian woman, and, you know, usually they're
pretty
a lot of times submissive, but she's very powerful. Like, she puts them in check, you know what I mean? Even though she gets a little paddle to the butt here and there, but, like, she's I feel like she runs the house in, you know, in a way. So, for sure.
Right.
I think it's a great balance. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great balance for her and her husband.
I can't wait till they dig more into those characters, because I feel like their household is like a tug and war.
That's one of my favorite parts is Heather's character, and just like...
I can't wait for Tasha
Smith, because I want to see some of that lesbian action Heather's about to get into around here. Yes, Jesus. Yes. How you doing?
You just talked about being fluid, so you just want people to be one way or another.
No,
I'm fluid now. It's like, girl, I can't wait for this.
First of all, I love Tasha Smith as a person. I love her as an actress, and I'm just super excited the fact that she's coming on the show. And
she's great. She's awesome.
I love her.
And I also think Heather's also working through her own stuff. She might be like this perfect family. I just don't think that she wants to be with her husband. She thinks that she needs to be with a man because that's like what she's been told all her life. So that's why I want to see more of her character.
Yeah.
I'm a contradiction, so I will say a lot of stuff. Hey, just so we understand.
Devil's advocate over here.
I am also devil's advocate. I have lots of different things, opinions on different views. So that's how it works.
Right. How do we feel about them calling Mo too urban?
It's just I expect it. I'm not going to trip. It's seriously what I expected Network to say. I mean, it's not almost the same reason with Tamar. Mm-hmm. Not even trying to be funny about it, just being serious.
Mm-hmm. That's, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, but I like how Sean was like, just say it.
You right? know what just I mean? Like, it's not too, a bad word. You could just say it, though.
Yeah. Just say what you want. Stop trying to beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. Say what you're going to say.
Definitely.
And then when he says, like, okay, I didn't really expect you to say it. Like, right, that was his reaction. Like, okay, you really went there? Okay, fine.
And you really said that to a black man at the same time, which was really funny. So it's like, you really just said that to me. Like,
okay.
But he has to accept it, too. He's like, yeah you're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I want to know, who would you ladies have picked?
For the left chair?
Not Heather. I think Kibby's too young to have.
Mo runs this show.
Yeah, I really do. If
Maxine's not there, I think Mo has the energy and has the
energy.
The mm-hmm. different just topics, and you know, she can fill in the silence.
Exactly.
And, you know,
yeah.
Fill in the gap. Like, so
Nina would have did it. It would have been a little boring.
Preaching, like almost like Heather, but a different type of preaching where like. You're going to blame this and blame these people. Stop
like
blaming
a journalist.
Them. Yeah. Yes.
Although.
All her topics that she's.
Although, Meredith Vieira was not that fun to listen to as well. I'm just saying. When I saw that happen, I was like, oh, God, they're going to go the Meredith Vieira way.
And
which
you
is
see that change.
97 so. To 06. That's yeah, when she was in The View.
I know, but it wasn't that interesting, just in my opinion.
I mean, Raven kept it interesting when she was on The View.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I said Kirby may have. She might Kibby. Not. I'm sorry, Kibby. Gave her a whole nother name.
I wrote Kirby. I really low.
You heard me, right? I was like, super.
Yeah. No. I've called it at Kirby like 3 times already. But anyway, but with her. Because of, like, we're not sure what their demographic is, but millennials, they're taking over the world right now. Mm-hmm. So I could see if maybe that's why they could go with Kibby.
Okay.
Instead of Mo. But I think Mo would, like, Mo hold it down the most.
She would have held it down.
Well, and she took it in her own hands.
She's like, you're not going to give it to me. I'm going to take it. Hello.
I love that, though.
That shocked me. I was like, no! Yeah. Well, I was so into it. The whole episode, I was just like, oh,
right? And then it's like, which it's live awesome. TV, so Nina can't do anything about it, but go ahead and sit in the next chair, let this happen. We'll talk about it off air, but okay, fine. Yeah. She had no choice. She had to just deal with it.
So who's our favorite character so far?
I don't know yet. For me, the jury's still out.
Leon?
You have a favorite?
I'm going to go with Mo. Yeah, I'm going to go with Mo for now. But it could change.
Yeah, Mo's, I mean, just because I got to act with her and just to see what she does on that set.
Right.
She made a drama into a comedy to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and she's just so amazing, so funny. And every time she does something different, and she's always exploring herself and trying to break it down. And, like, you know, so professional. And always on top of their stuff and never use the masters to learn the lines like they're prepared. So she's amazing. I mean, just to see what she's done on set and just have people dying. I mean, I have an 8-pack because of her. I went on the show with a 6 and left with an 8-pack. So she was phenomenal. Yeah. So just to get the experience that.
Yes, you know. That too.
Because I didn't get to work with Maxine like too. I did. And when I did, it was awesome because I get to put her in her place a little bit. Like, we get to flirt kind of. But you guys will see. I can't wait. Like, I mean, we just planted seeds. I mean, this first episode is such a tease. And I know it's a lot thrown at you because the season, the platform that we have is just so much. We could do so much with this show, so I can't wait for everybody to see.
Right, because everything y'all gave us this episode could go so many different ways. Yeah. It's just like holes with arrows, just like.
And when things get, you know, solved, a new thing happens, and it's fun, and it's realistic. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, very thrown really fast, but it's very realistic. A lot of the stuff that happens,
definitely.
So.
Yeah, I came from a reality television show during after show, but that's what they were saying. Like, this is pretty much reality too. We can just act like it's a reality TV.
It's just you put yourself in that scenario and you have lines and you just like, you know what? All right, this is, you know, I'm really wild. This kind of person, so, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's a great question. What was it like working with the amazing Star Jones?
Well, I didn't. She wasn't there when I was working too much. I mean, she would, you know, come in and out because she was always traveling in New York. But I never personally got to act with her on set, so I can't really talk about that. But you know, off, you know, she was great, very professional, and you know, was hands on. You know, the first week when I was there, you know, everybody was in it. You know, I mean, everybody, you know. It took a lot for this to make this thing happen, and you know, there's a lot of people that support it, and have its back. So yeah, it's exciting to finally see it, you know, come alive and right, you know her right, book. Right, it's right. I mean, it's amazing. What a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So. Good for them. Her, you know, it just took so many people to you know make this happen, and you know it's a great reward. So yeah. To finally see your baby on screen. So
yeah,
I want to know how was the audition process for you? How did you get the role?
I was filming in Canada and
a
movie. I was filming a movie in Canada. It's actually coming out next week.
Okay.
Oh, congrats.
It's called The Recall with Wesley Snipes. It's a sci-fi thriller.
The Recall.
It's exciting. I was in Canada filming, and Mike Chester and Chris they hit me up from they knew me from Awkward and Sergio, mm-hmm. and they're like, hey, we want to offer you this, but we want to put you on tape just to show the network, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of get more power behind you. And I put myself on tape, and they sent it in, and the rest was history. Yeah. So,
okay. So you already had the
role. Yeah, I'm going to say, that's amazing. Yeah. How did that feel to have an offer instead of having an audition?
It was amazing, and, you know, they even asked me, what do you want your name to be, you know?
Aww.
So because when I played Sergio in Awkward, I had, you know, shirtless scenes, and I have a two-headed eagle tattooed on me because I'm Albanian. Mm-hmm. And, here's a, Mexican guy, Sergio, with an Albanian eagle. You know, and everybody was so they're finally like, you know what? We're not doing that again. What do you want your name to be? So I said Leon, for Leandro or something like that. Okay. Like that could, be Albanian. So, mm-hmm. That way it's not like... It was like supposed to be like Jose or Javier or something like that. And I was like, that can't be Javier again, man. Trust me. I got a whole country behind me, man. Like, just make him Albanian. I don't speak Spanish, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll speak Albanian. Yeah. So, but it was great. I mean, just the freedom again, the trust and... They really know how to put a great mm-hmm. crew together.
So
with you being offered the role, would there be any reason that you would deny a role, like that role or any role in particular?
If I didn't really, connect with the character or mm-hmm. I felt like it's not sharing a good story enough or anything fulfilling mm-hmm. For me. So I want everything to be fun, anything that I do. And obviously, you come across sets, every set is different, obviously, you come across different sets and you try to make the best of things, but at the end of the day, the script could be amazing, the set could be horrible, mm-hmm. but and vice versa, so it's just you could do a bad job just because the cast and crew is so amazing, you're just like, I want to show up to work and be around these amazing people, and mm-hmm. I'll just mm-hmm. deal with this crappy character or whatever like that. Right, but I've been blessed enough to have great experiences and definitely learned. Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot from being on multiple sets.
Can I ask you a question about inspiration? Like, which actor's moves have you really appreciated? Like, which actor is doing it right and you would kind of want to see your career follow as?
I can never honestly. I feel like everybody has their own path and everybody gets there in their own way. So I don't know who I can relate to, but like Tom Hardy, I feel like is a great, deep actor. He's just he's sick, and I definitely feel in the borderline of like that and the artsiness of like Johnny Depp-esque or whatever. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's like a I have a comedic side, and I'm very, dark and...
I got that from the Tom Hardy, because he
You can pull that out. So, and it's fun to have, some roles that you can draw that out for. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
that's pretty cool. How long have you been acting? When did you get your start? What gave you the acting bug?
When I was modeling, I came out here. My sister got me to start modeling. I gave it a try, and I got signed to her, the commercial side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they sent me out on a Power Rangers audition, like 2009, 2010. Yeah. And I ended up booking the Red Power Ranger. And
that was my favorite.
The leader. But, it was my first time, and I went to, school for, acting school for, 2 months at that point. Mm-hmm. But I booked it, and it was in New Zealand, and I was able to get a meeting with the manager, and they looked over the contract, and, we agreed that it wasn't good for me at that time to leave the country mm-hmm. to do it because it just held me back from so many more opportunities that I could do over here because it was just they tried to give me for 7 years and it's crazy pay in New Zealand dollars, and I was like, wait a minute,
7 years?
it was crazy. Whenever they wanted to do a movie, all the commercials, it was a buyout thing, so
they were going
to
contract
with such little experience, and for me to get that far, my manager obviously saw something in me and just took me under her wing, and we started, going out, and I started building my resume, and I am where I am now, and just We'll keep it going.
Keep it going. That's awesome. Well, you're great at what you do, so.
Thank you. I'm blessed.
Thank you.
What about your hoop dreams? Sorry.
Oh. those came to an end. After high school. But I mean, I got a lot of injuries kept me back. But I was dunking since sophomore year. I had 38 in vertical, so you know, I'm a baller, defense player of the year. You know,
me too.
Captain on my team. There you go. And I used to practice with the girls varsity as well, just because like I just wanted to constantly play and make everybody better and just learn. And it just kept me out of trouble as well and kept me focused. So.
Yeah, it did.
Basketball's life.
It was.
Until acting came along.
Right.
Same thing with us. Kobe, I miss him so much.
Tim Duncan.
Michael Jordan, I'm throwing it all the way back.
Hey, I respect that. Tim Duncan.
Tim had a basketball pick.
She was like, I don't have a name that's proper.
I am a football person, okay? Football in my
Who's your team? Who's your team? Who's your team?
You got, yep, nope, not saying
Ooh.
It.
Oh, you got to say
something. I'm a Lions fan, so I mean, if somebody's like, damn.
I'm a Bear fan only because I'm from Chicago. Listen, but I'll say it loud.
Hey, nobody's perfect, so.
Right. I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh, you should be proud of that.
I'm proud.
She sounds like she just hopped on the bandwagon. Like, I think this train's going to Boston.
Right. If that was the case, I should be a Rams fan, and I'm not. So, nope. I don't do that.
Basketball.
Football. Patriots. Jeez.
Come on now.
Spurs.
No.
She's stuck in the NBA right now.
I come from Texas, and football's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I was in Pep Squad and the whole thing. It was awesome. But, yeah, basketball.
You like the indoor? Yeah, you're like, I get burned outside.
I hate it. I was in cheer too. Yeah, I hated being inside. I got dizzy watching basketball. I was just... I'm like, can we be outside in 40-degree weather where there's contact and somebody's falling
and
stuff
hit? Like this? Daytime basketball is not enough. This is where you watch a show, talk about girl stuff. Yeah,
there's enough contact. You know.
And let's talk about, like, just staying on Mo, because clearly she's like the other queen of the show.
She is.
So her stealing the health records from Maxine.
That's such a move.
Yeah, because going back into the show, she's like, throat surgery.
Right.
Right? Like, they're all praying together. She's like, looking at Maxine's face, like,
right.
I love that. I love that about her. She's just. They get outside the box, right, always.
Exactly.
But no, I feel like on a real TV set, they would have let that be known in advance. Like, hey, Maxine's going to be out for a little throat surgery, so just be prepared. Or, you know, it just would have been on the calendar.
Well, no, because, if she had real throat surgery.
So
I feel like
how did you suddenly have throat surgery?
She yelled at me. It could have been, there's something wrong with my throat. True. I need to go in for surgery now.
Exactly, yeah. Surgery now.
Yeah. That's true. But, you know, we always hear those little cover stories.
What's the recovery for throat surgery? How big of a recovery was that?
I feel like at least a week. Because you want
and
to talk.
No talking.
Yeah. No talking. Ice cream.
I'm thinking about tonsils. That's what I'm thinking. The recovery of tonsils is probably the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Have
Good
you
call,
viewers had throat surgery? Yeah, I want to know. Like, the viewers have?
Yeah.
Let us know. How long
hit
does
us
it
up
take
on the chat
recover?
Underneath and let us know. Yeah. But yeah, I would think it would be a long time.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm so sorry.
Shade. But yeah, because you can't talk for a while. You're the lead of a talk show. You wouldn't. That's not a weekend procedure.
No.
You know?
So it's like you plan to have somebody come in who's like co-host for you.
Right.
But then again, you know, when you're like that rich and famous, they can probably have like machines that just like wave something.
Right.
I feel like anything, like they're making goats out of like plants now and like growing hearts out of seeds and stuff.
They're trying to make human clones.
Oh yeah, they will.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been working on that.
They've been working on that for.
Oh, there's so many clones walking among us. Trust me.
You think so? No, don't say that.
We won't tell anyone. Don't
say that. Because my mom really believes that.
No, I'm Illuminati. No, trust me, I'm Illuminati and everything.
Oh, wow.
Kidding.
I'm deep with it. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just pushing buttons right now. I just see, like, you know. Right? Like,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, my mom is right all along. They really are close.
No, they're trying to make us, like, start, like, putting chips in us so we can pay, like, that way.
I heard that, too. I won't get it, though.
I won't either.
I have friends that are like, yes, I can't wait, man. I hate my car.
Why would you want that?
It's the mark.
I feel like we're going to end up like the Hunger Games eventually. Like, eventually. Hopefully we won't see it. It won't be in our lifetime.
I know, it won't be in our lifetime.
If anything, I wanted to be like the movie movie with Justin Timberlake? Was it In Time, where like the time runs out, like you got to add time and buy time? I think that'd be great.
I would never better have than any currency. Time. No,
I don't want to do that.
I don't want that. Because it also would equivalent to money. I'd be stealing like,
so much time from people. Yeah, like,
right. Yeah,
like,
time. Because time is almost the same as like money.
I can't even get my phone on the time stick up when it's next to me. So I definitely don't need to run out of time.
Well, I'm sorry. What happened?
I said I can't even put my phone on the charger. So I don't
right?
need to run out of time.
If we went by that too, like Richard, like
if I'm on 42% right thing, now. Like, I'm out of time. And it's I'm barely out of money at this point. Like yeah. My life is forfeit. Right.
That's exactly. Sad and terrifying. That would be I'd so get scary. Anxiety. Yeah.
Exactly. I'd pass out and lose all my time, and I'd wake up and it'd be gone.
Right.
Well, I want to know if we're going to see Leon's family in the season since you talked about it.
Leon's family.
Like Leon, we're gonna see more of Leon's family. Or will we meet them?
we'll
you can
see.
Give us a little something.
Tell us everything.
what can you give us?
I want to know
what
if
you okay.
Personally,
to give
I
want to
know if your mom is like Mo in any way because that would make a lot of sense.
If my mom is like Mo,
like it's Leon's mom.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, Leon's mom. Okay.
Is anyone in any way like Mo?
No, I don't have any family. I don't have family on the show that's that comes out. That comes, so
okay.
But. You know, it's just so much going on with the Divas that maybe eventually, you know, maybe season two, we can add something about, you know, more family.
Get into your character.
Yeah, get a little deeper right now. It's about the women and how I finagle my way to, you know, getting what I want here and there.
Yeah, you know.
So.
Any little sneak peeks you can give us? Anything?
What should we be expecting? Or not expecting?
More... fornication.
Okay, well that's always
in
good.
In interesting like places and like in just moments you would least expect.
Right.
And
okay.
It's, and
okay.
It's,
okay.
It's,
well, I'm glad they're
you heard that here first.
Not
right?
Going to be prim and proper with this.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Going down on it.
Right.
Time to go. Well, kind of speaking of that, thank you so much for joining us, Nico.
Thank you so
this
much.
Was a blast, and I cannot wait for the rest of the season to kind of see everything that's going to go on.
You guys are going
to
love it. Everybody's going to love it.
Good. That's amazing.
And well, your women didn't ask him about his abs, though?
I saw the
picture. Let's be all the way real. This Instagram.
You know what? You know what, Ronnie? I'm going to say this.
Danger.
Yes. Because I held
damn
back.
You.
I held
can
back.
I clone the, can I clone his abs? I hate you now. We were friends earlier.
Before you mentioned that,
I was gonna say I held back because when you talked about like more sex, I was like, oh well, will you be will your shirt be off on any scenes?
Yeah,
anymore? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was as close as you can get to naked.
Like, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not inappropriate. I feel like I'm undressing you right
oh
now.
Oh
like,
no!
Look, that's how we saw.
Hey, guys, do it so many times that you know, yeah, like women. Please.
Go ahead.
I like it.
Well, I mean, if you want a sneak peek, we ain't gonna be mad at
right,
you.
There's the camera right there.
I mean, we're good.
There we go. All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys for joining us. We had a wonderful show.
We are awesome show.
Thank Nico and his abs. All right. I'm Lenisha. Wait, El Marie. I forgot my diva moment. I'm El Marie. You guys can check me out. Yeah, I gotta get used to it. You guys can catch me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. Snaps. And Love Shay Butter on Snapchat. Yes, Lord.
I am Mo Classified. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
And I'm Amy Cassandra. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AmyCassandra_TV.
And one more time, Nico, where they can find you.
Nico Paid by LA.
All right. Join us next week, guys. Bye.
Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.